Good morning, and happy Sunday. Yes, this is another day that the Lord has blessed us to wake up. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are truly rejoicing and being glad in it. This is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Corporation, coming to you with another Sunday inspiration. And I pray that since the time that we have been away, that your week has been blessed and that you had a wonderful Mother's Day, and that you're not allowing what you did not complete this week to stop you from completing your goals, to stop you from pushing, to continue to push. So this morning, it's nothing deep. I just was reading my word and meditating and reading my commanding life, you know, speaking over myself. And I just want to share this with you on this morning. There are things in life that comes easy and others requiring you to do a lot of inner work. The area that labors you the most is the one that brings the biggest rewards. Don't get distracted by the lesson and ignore what the final exam is trying to unfold. Education has its levels and so does life. You must learn better to live better. You are never tested on what you know. You are always pushed to master what you need to win. And as I was reading that over my life this morning, I just thought about it. What is easy? What is that very thing that I could do with no issue? I could wash the clothes. I could wash the dishes. That comes easy. But then when you think about in your life, it's like, what is it that is easy but it's hard? And I was talking with someone the other day, and we was just talking concerning, I live in a blended family. And a blended family is not easy. And so I was talking and I realized that pride, I have some pride in me. And I didn't notice that. I didn't, you know, because I'm the one that's always, you know, giving out. But when it comes to the small things, such as trying to have a conversation with someone you haven't built a relationship with, those things come up in you because you want to think somebody owe you something, meaning you want somebody to come to you. But that was pride in me, and I knew that I had to get rid of that. And, you know, just like we go to school to get educated, to learn, and there's level, you know, you start out at pre-K, kindergarten. So there's levels in life that we need to work on. So now I know that I need to work on my pride. I know that I need to don't focus on the other person, but focus on me so that I can be better in my life. And mentioning with blended family, you know, it's not easy. But you want to make it easy. So you have to sit back and see how you can open up to the individual, how you can start to have a better relationship with the individual. So if anyone's on here that's living in a blended family, please reach out to me. Because as I stated, it's not easy, but you can make it easy. You know, you just have to first seek God. You know, I have been meditating on James 1 and 5 about asking for wisdom. God would give us the wisdom. So if you need wisdom in any area of your life, it could be your finances, it could be in your marriage, just ask God and he will give you the wisdom. He's not going to withhold it from you, but he wants you to come and get wisdom. So I have been meditating on that. And also 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, because he wants us to walk in love. He don't want us to harbor any ill feelings against anyone. No matter how long you've been in a relationship or how long you haven't spoken to someone, open up with love, open up and ask God to show you how to minister to that person, how to be compassionate towards that person. So on today, like I said, it wasn't going to be long, but I just want to you to come out. I just want to come out and just speak to you with a little bit of seeking in that area where you have pride, where it's not easy, where it have been hard, but you want it to become easy. Ask God, and always I'm here to help you. I would love to coach you through this. We can walk through this together. So this is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Corporation, coming to you with just a word of encouragement on today. Nothing deep, nothing serious, but just coming out to give you a word of encouragement. And if you ever listen to this, any of my podcasts, please go back and listen to any of my podcasts. And if you live in the Atlanta area, I would love for you to visit me at my church. It's in Shekinah Glory in Fayetteville, Georgia, where there is great teaching going forth. But again, I just want you to be encouraged on today. Just know that I love you and God love you. And know that life is like school. It's levels, it's stages to go, to grow. And I would love to help you. So once again, I want you to have a marvelous, marvelous Sunday. Enjoy your day.